Stephanie Schaefer, and you're listening to the North Star Narrative, a podcast from North Star Academy. I want to thank you for joining us. I hope you're encouraged, challenged, and motivated by what you learned today. Enjoy the story. Hey guys, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have y'all listening today and really thrilled to introduce to you Reagan McKelvey, who is an admissions counselor at Moody Bible Institute. She graduated from there in 2019 with a human services degree, and now she finds herself working there. She loves music, and she is a worship leader and loves writing music as well. She loves watching baking shows and going for long walks. She got married in October, and I just cannot wait to hear her story of how she went to Moody and why she's working there now. It must be an incredible college. So we want to hear about that and just touch on what it's like in the admissions process. And I know she's got some wisdom about being a student and just all the things we need to hear before we get to college. So welcome to the show, Reagan.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for joining us today. All right, so something very interesting about Reagan is she has 9 siblings. So yes. She is one of 10. So exciting. Tell us about what that is like. What's your family atmosphere like with 10 children?
So as you heard, I love music, and both my parents like play multiple instruments. They're both speakers. They are lovely people who love the Lord and are very opinionated. I don't think they knew that they would birth like 10 other very outspoken, music loving 10 kids. So if that paints a little picture, we're very loud. We love to talk about everything under the sun. And we also, there's always like 3 different people singing 3 different songs. And so my dad was always like, guys, pick a song. Just like, we can have 3 different songs going. So it was a lot of fun growing up. As of recently, I've been flooded with so many memories of my childhood. And that has been such a joy because it just, I get to reflect on like, wow, like my childhood really was fun. And I hope to be a parent that creates a fun atmosphere. So,
Cool. So y'all always had somebody to play with?
Always. And my parents always had people over as well. So it was constantly just a full house. So I'm definitely learning to adjust to the married life, where it's just me and my husband right now. And COVID. So yeah. It's laid back, but I definitely know how to enjoy the quiet. So yeah.
How did y'all navigate meals? As a mom, that's the first thing that comes to my mom, my mind, cooking and the grocery shopping. What was that like?
It was definitely, there's just a routine about it. So like my mom did all of the grocery shopping pretty much, or we'd go with her and help, but she definitely had everything down to a science by the time I was born, because I'm the 7th one. So they had it down, you know. And she also grew up in a family with 10 kids. So it wasn't a huge, like, I don't know how to cook for all these people. She grew up cooking for a bunch of people. My dad grew up with his cousin, so he was used to being around a bunch of people. So I don't know. It wasn't a stressful atmosphere. My mom, she's such a good cook. So she'd always try new things. And she had her staples, you know, like, she makes these amazing egg rolls that if I come home, she usually tries to make them for me. So she has kind of her staple recipes, but we would help. Like she always taught us, by the time you're 13, you should know how to, this is what she'd say. You better know how to run a home, know how to use your money and have kids. So at 13, we were like, we knew how to cook for the big, like village of people. So, but yeah, like she mainly did the cooking, but we take turns sometimes, you know, cook one night. So yeah.
Sounds incredible. She sounds like an amazing lady. I'd love to get to know her. And I'm jealous of growing up in a big family. I just have 1 sibling. Wow. We still had a lot of fun, but it's a big difference, I'm sure. And, I would always think about Christmas, the holidays, and once everybody has kids and bringing them home, what was it like? Did y'all ever have like slumber parties and everybody got to have somebody over?
Yes. So we had, I distinctly remember one memory where it was right before we moved. We were originally from Missouri and we moved to Nashville, Tennessee. So it was right before we moved and my dad had to move to Nashville early. So my mom's like, my mom loved sleepovers. My dad wasn't a huge fan of them. So we didn't get to have them until we were a little bit older, older meaning like 9 or 10. And so this is like when my dad was going, we're going to throw a huge sleepover. So we all got tuned by our friends, and it was just for the girls. The guys were hanging out at their friend's house. And so, gosh, how many girls were there? I think there was like 8 of us together, 8 or 9 of us. And we made t-shirts, we made food. Like, it was so fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Really cool childhood. Glad you got to experience that.
Yes.
And so your love for music. So you like to write. Do you write worship music?
I've actually written a few worship songs, but I mainly write about life. As I was writing, I do lead worship. I've been leading worship actually since high school, at my dad's church. That's where I started. And then ever since then, just been pretty much every church I end up going to, somehow they find out I can sing. I honestly, it's weird. I'm like, I didn't tell anyone I knew how to sing, but so I find myself leading worship a lot. And so I love it. It's so life-giving. And, I don't know. I would love to get more into writing worship songs, but I usually do that with other people. I've never written one by myself, but the music I write by myself is kind of, I call it my diary. So yeah.
Yeah. That's really special. Well, tell us a little bit about your journey, to Moody.
Yeah.
How you got there, why you chose that school, what your college life was like.
Yeah. So it is a crazy story that so I'm currently living in Chicago with my husband. Never thought I would be in Chicago for this long. I'm definitely a Southern girl at heart. Like, I loved warm weather. But when I was actually in high school, I was going to a deaf church pretty often. I was learning American Sign Language. And by the time my junior and senior year, I was like, well, I think I'll just intern at this deaf church and figure out college later. Like, that was my plan. My parents supported that. But I was just really praying about it. I'm like, but I really think a college degree is very important. And I feel like if I wait, then I'm not going to I'm not going to do the degree I would like to do. At that point, I was really interested in counseling. And so my older brother and my older sister went to Moody. So Moody was definitely my last choice. I was like, I want to do my own thing. I do not want to be around my siblings. You know, I was like, I'm just going to go somewhere else. And I could not think of another school I wanted to go to. Like, I really couldn't, because I'm like, I just want to go to school for the Lord. And I don't want to spend thousands of dollars for state school. And I probably wound up using that degree. So I applied to Moody and I was like, I'll just go ahead and do it. And I get a letter back saying, try next year or try. We had another campus at the time called Spokane. And I was crushed. It was like a few days before I was supposed to walk the stage for graduation. And I was embarrassed. I was like, I was supposed to, like, all of my extended family's coming in town. They're going to announce what I'm doing. And I didn't even get in. And I was like, oh gosh, I feel so embarrassed. 2 days later, an acceptance letter came in the mail. I have no idea how. Now I work for admissions and now I have a little idea. But it was just super random. They put me on a waiting list, but someone denied their spot. So they sent me a letter. So that was the biggest surprise. And so I ended up going to Moody and it changed my life for the better. It really cultivated my relationship with the Lord.
So, wow, that was awesome that you got it just in time to be standing on the stage. I know that you were so proud about that. And tell us what it was like as a freshman.
Yeah.
Just getting there, you know, arriving on campus. What did you learn about yourself during that time?
I was really shocked with how social I was. I was very social in high school, but my senior year in high school, I really found that I love spending alone time. I didn't know that because that's with my siblings. And so at this point, it was just me and a few siblings at home. And I was like, I love alone time. I'm going to be so much to myself in college. I get to college. In my freshman year, I was a social butterfly. I was joining every group. I was like hanging out with everyone. And I loved the college life. I met a bunch of friends. We would always on Sunday nights at Moody, dinner isn't provided. So it's a time where you can like go out with friends or you can make dinner in your dorm. And it's really a time of fellowship. And so I, my freshman year, I really remember this because I did this for most of my freshman year. I made a lot of friends with missionary kids and international students. So each week we would choose a country that the person was from and go eat at that restaurant.
Oh, cool.
And it was so fun because we learned about culture and they would just talk about their childhood and their upbringing and the cultural differences. With they were facing a lot of culture shock coming to the States. And so we talked a lot about that and also ate amazing food. And so that was something that I'll never forget my freshman year with just being exposed to people all over the world, you know, and that was one of my first experiences at Moody. Yeah, and I really loved my classes. I wasn't expecting how much I would just drink it all up. You know, I was expecting it to be, I don't know if harder is the word, but I just didn't expect myself to just want to learn every little thing in all of my classes. And so I think because I was already passionate about Christ and I'm like, oh my word, I didn't know that this Old Testament, like, this Old Testament passage connected to this New Testament passage, it all was clicking for me. And so it really was showing me how big and how amazing the Lord is and how he had everything planned out. And that was crazy. That's what we got to learn in our classes. So yeah, my freshman year was definitely a highlight.
Did you know what you wanted to major in before you got to Moody, or did you kind of figure that out along the way?
Yeah. So right before I already submitted my application and my major was elementary education because I was thinking that, oh, maybe I'll do American Sign Language and be a elementary school teacher. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, which this is a side note. It is okay to be a senior in high school and not know what you want to do. I was that student. And Moody actually called me back saying that major was full. Was there another major I was interested in? That major tends to fill up pretty fast. And so, and it was perfect because at the time I was like, I don't know if I want to be a teacher. I really want to do counseling. And so I switched to that one right before I got to campus. So I didn't have to switch while I was a student, but I switched to human services and did that throughout my 4 years. But I know of plenty of students that switch or their freshman year, especially your first semester, you're just taking your kind of foundational classes. So you don't have to worry about your major as much your first semester. So you have that time to kind of talk to other students and get a feel for if this is what you'd want to do.
So as an admissions director, I know that you probably know a little bit more about other Christian schools and there's so many to pick from. Why would you recommend Moody?
Mm-hmm. I love this question because I get it all the time. And it's such a good question because why would you go to a school if it's just like the next Christian school you can go to? One thing I would say that Moody is like, and I've just, with being an admissions counselor and traveling and seeing all the different colleges, we value community like I've never seen before. We really value relationships with meeting people different from you. And not just like meeting someone saying hi, but forming relationships and really sharpening one another. There's so many different chapels, programs, and floor events to push you towards Christ and push you towards community that I just have not heard about at a lot of different colleges. One other thing that a lot of Christian schools do, they have maybe religious courses or a lot of generic Bible classes, but when it comes to Moody, we go in depth of those classes. So you're feeling fully equipped in Bible and theology and also fully equipped in your major. So that's something that is very different. Usually, if you go to a Christian college and maybe you major in counseling, you just take a couple religious classes, and then the majority of your time is talking about counseling. But everything is biblically based at Moody, so you come out fully equipped in both. So, for example, my husband went to Moody as well, loves literature. So he took a lot of literature classes there, but he's also a theology major. So with that, he's able to fully be equipped in learning about literature and also theology. Now he's teaching a high school junior class in literature, but also he's able to talk about theology while he's teaching those classes. So being fully equipped. And so with that being said, my major, I'm able to write, you know, say that I was in counseling and that was my major, but also like, also I have enough credits of Bible and theology to make me qualified for X, Y, and Z. So if I go to a church or go to a school or anything like that, I'm able to show those credentials. So that's something that's awesome about Moody. One other thing I was going to mention is we have two things set in place with our curriculum that I don't think any other college has set in place. It might be an option, but this is set in place with our academics here. So you have your practical Christian ministry, which is called PCM, and you work with a non-for-profit around Chicago. That could be being a worship leader at a nursing home. It could be an after-school teacher. It could be we have this apartment complex where there's a lot of older people that live there and just having dinner with them. It could look like all sorts of different things. And so Moody's affiliated with over 300 different organizations around Chicago. And we have a relationship with them. And so you get connected with someone that that has a good rapport with Moody and that we trust. And so you're able to put that on your resume, which is awesome to say you did 4 years of working for different organizations throughout your time. And also everyone has to do an internship. And so the reason why our job placement is so high at Moody, I'm like firing this off because it gets me so excited because I'm like, the reason why our job placement is so high, it's 90%, because we have these two things set in stone. So when you do your internship, a lot of people get offered a full-time job after their internship. And you can do that anywhere in the world. You just have to follow the credentials from Moody. It's pretty flexible. But some people go back to their home church. Some people do it with their PCM. Some people do it like in a whole different part of the world or go back to see their family, you know, things like that, where because we're so connected with our community in Chicago and also connected with people around the world, you're going to be offered a job and you're also able to put this all on your resume. So those are things that are just really set Moody apart than just an average Christian college.
Oh, I love that. I didn't know all about that. Yeah. And it was in Chicago. So yeah, Chicago is a great place with so many opportunity. Yeah. So the location is incredible for that. That's really amazing. 90%.
Yeah.
That's a huge, huge plus. Right now, I know we've got a lot of seniors that are probably unsure of what's going to happen with COVID, how that's affecting admissions. So what are you telling high school seniors and parents right now about the admission process?
Yeah. Well, we at Moody are still meeting. So that's something that's great. Like our campus is open with, you know, COVID restrictions, but we're still open. So I'm like, still apply, you know. I think we've seen a drop in seniors applying for colleges. I think every school has been feeling this where I think people aren't sure what's going to happen. So they're just kind of taking a back seat. And I can only imagine what everyone's going through. I didn't have to go through that myself. I had enough. I didn't think that there was more you could go through your senior year. And I just feel for the juniors and seniors that have been having to go through COVID. And it's been lasting this long. I don't think anyone expected that. So I could see a lot of anxiety around trying to figure out next steps because your whole high school career kind of just spun off, you know? So I'm just like, apply, keep pushing through. Our applications are open. We're ready to accept students. We're open. And so I think I'm like, just apply. Don't worry about, having everything figured out for the next 5 years. See what you're interested in. See where you feel like the Lord's calling you, what you're passionate about, and go for it. You know, and the rest will fall into place.
Yeah. That's good advice. Just trust the Lord in the moment. Right. What's He leading you to do today?
Yeah.
So what are some other things that you, tell students when you're counseling them? What are some important things for students just to know in general?
Yeah. Well, and this kind of goes for the application and in general, but I always just say, be yourself. I think a lot of times, and you feel this way in high school a lot in general, you try to almost present a version of yourself thinking that people accept it or thinking that that's how you'll be loved or accepted at a school or something like that. But you'll be surprised that a lot of people just want the real you. And the Lord has designed you to be a certain way and it's beautiful and it's not like everyone else around you. And so I always am like, just be yourself. Like when you apply, write down who you are. Don't try to be like, oh, I think Moody would want to hear this about me, or I think this school would want to hear this about me. But just be like, this is really who I am. And this is how Christ has changed me, and go from there. So I always say that, just be yourself. Like, that's always my motto.
Good. Because if God wants you there, he's going to get you in. Just like you thought you weren't going to get in. And then
no.
Fun surprise. And I'm sure God used that in your life to just challenge your faith and grow your faith. So tell us about GPA requirements, SAT, ACT requirements. And then what else besides those traditional requirements, how can students stand out and be noticed by Moody?
Absolutely. So the GPA requirement, we don't necessarily have a, which I love that about Moody, because academically I was not the brightest in high school. I tried hard, but the grades did not show you that I tried hard. So there's not necessarily like, well, if they have this, they can't get in. So just real fast, because it'll make sense if I explain it. So the way that the application works is 25% of how we look at at your academics. The other 25% are your two references that you'll have. And the last 50 are the essays. And you have two essay questions that you answer. So that's kind of how it's broken up. So let's say you don't do great on academics. There's still 75% more that we're going to look at and weigh. So your academics don't have to be like straight A, or else you can't get in. Which was really helpful for me, because my ACT scores were extremely low. Like, when I would tell people my scores, they're like, is that possible? Like, are you able to get that low of a score? I'm like, yeah, I did twice, you know? So, and I'm not a great test taker, but I was able to get my work done, you know, like in college, I did fine. I was able to get my work done. But when it came to that type of high school academic where it was just like test, that was really hard for me. But Moody isn't just like a bunch of tests and exams. So that was better for me academically. Again, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but we can tell when people are trying to prove something to us and when people are just trying to be honest with us. And so something that we look for is honesty and people being themselves. And that's not to say don't, you know, some people are afraid to be like, well, I did all these things, but I don't want to seem like I'm bragging. No. I'm not saying don't write down everything you've done. If you've done a lot of things in ministry, that's great. Or if you've done a lot of things at your church, whatever, write that down, write what you're passionate about. But, we'll get some students that will try to, pretend to be a certain type of way, and we can easily see that. So if you're yourself, that's what we want to see. We want to see your heart for Christ, and you don't have to do a million things on your resume to come to Moody. We just want to see your heart for Christ. So that's something that's how you can stand out. And I know that's probably not the best answer of what you want to hear, but that's the right answer, and that's what we're looking for. So
now, as an admissions counselor and working with students coming in, what have you learned that you wished you knew back when you were in high school?
I wish I didn't stress so much about it. And this is what I tell the students all the time. So much easier said than done. And of course, you know, like, I'm in my 20s now. I can look back and be like, why was I stressing? Like, everything works out. And I'm here because hindsight's 20/20, you know. But I really encourage them, like, it really will work out. And that's something I've just seen, the faithfulness of the Lord. Even if your dream school you went to go to, you didn't get in, it will all work out. And so I would just say, if possible, enjoy your high school experience. Enjoy the time that you have. And just the only way you're going to find things out is taking steps forward. So it's okay to apply to multiple schools. You know, it's okay to apply to your dream school and just see if it works out. But don't stress about it. Sleep at night. You know, just like enjoy the time. I was up anxious about everything. And I talked to so many high schoolers, and they're like, I don't know about this. And they have to deal with COVID right now, which is a whole nother thing. And so use this time to really lean into Christ and to know that he has you. This is such a hard time and a hard season for everyone, especially people trying to think of college I know so many students that are in a financial position they never thought they would be in because of COVID. And so I would just say it's okay to feel all of these worries, but really lean into the Lord and see how he can give you faith and he can give you just peace that really is beyond our understanding. So I'm like, press into that. Like, yeah.
That's good. So you touched on tuition a little bit. Mm-hmm. So what if parents, families just feel like they can't afford Moody?
Yeah.
How do you talk them through that and walk them through that?
Absolutely. A lot of, some people know, some people don't. And I'm realizing I'm meeting more students who don't know. But when you're an on-campus student in Chicago, undergrad, tuition is paid for through donors that really believe in what Moody's about. And so you're not paying for tuition if you're on campus as an undergrad student. So that's something I've met a lot of. I was talking to a family actually recently over Zoom. I had a family meeting and like, we didn't know Moody was tuition paid. I was like, yeah, you know, donors like spend their, you know, hardworking money to like pay for the students' tuition. They're like, I had no idea. Like, I think Moody, like that was kind of the thing we were known for a long time. So I think that people have just, which is good because people are knowing Moody for, you know, just how great of students that we have and the great professors that we have, but also it's very affordable to go to Moody. So I'm talking about 12 to 13,000 a year. And that's just paying for room and board. You can bring any sort of scholarships in there and that will go towards room and board. And Moody also has internal scholarships that will go towards room and board. So a lot of people might be confused, like, will my scholarship go towards tuition or room and board? If you have a scholarship, it will go towards a room and board. So that's something that can easily take off the cost. And also we have a payment plan. So you can choose different levels of that. So maybe like a five increment payment plan or up to a 7 increment payment plan. And so you can pay that monthly and there's things that can really help you with that. Moody also is now taking federal loans as well. So if that's something that you need to do, that's an option as well. So there's a lot of different things that people weren't aware that Moody was about, because our goal really is to have people graduate and graduate with little to no debt. Now, for some students, they have to pay their way through Moody. And so I was blessed when my parents helped me with some. I had some years where I was paying it by myself. And so I walked away with Moody only needing to pay off $4,000. And so I was able to do that pretty quickly once I found a full-time job. And that really, I'm like, that's so rare that that's all I had to pay for, you know, throughout my time with Moody. And my husband he paid his way through Moody. So we have a little bit of debt with that, but we're most likely going to pay that off in the next year. So there's things where it's very doable, where a lot, my older siblings, sadly, who didn't go to Moody are still paying off their college debt. And that's just so sad because, you know, they like are long past their degree, but they're still working to pay that off. So it's definitely doable. And I always ask your church, a lot of churches have scholarships for students. Or even there's people at the church that would want to help you, you know, throughout your college experience. There's McDonald's scholarships, Coca-Cola. There's these big companies that have scholarships that are just willing to give you money. So that's my two cents about finances, especially during COVID. So,
yeah, if they want to start looking for scholarships, do you have a go-to place to begin that?
Yes. So every student will have an admissions counselor when they start applying. So that's where they can email or text or call, whatever. They can get a hold of their admissions counselor if they haven't already heard from them, and they'll send them a link for the application.
All right. Besides finances, I know many students have fears about heading to college. Maybe parents have fears. Can you share some practical things they can do to help alleviate those fears?
Yeah. One, I do have a lot of parents just fearing a few things, but one of them is just, is their child prepared to go to college? And we get a lot of questions about like, okay, where do they buy toothpaste or where? And you know, if usually if it's a firstborn, we get a lot of those questions. And like, they have so many people around them that will help them. And there's so many stories around Moody, and they'll be prepared. So I always advocate for parents. I'm like, if it helps you relieve some stress, there's a checklist that we have on, on our website, if they get accepted, that they can kind of go through, and you can go through with them of all the things that they would need for their room or for their dorm, just to be as educated as possible. Usually helps parents relieve some stress about what's going on. The other question slash fear I get from parents is safety. Being in downtown Chicago, and what is that like? Like, are my kids going to be safe? And a lot of parents who maybe have never come to Chicago don't know what to expect and where the location is. So Moody is located in the Gold Coast, that's what they call it, in the heart of downtown Chicago. So in a lot of movies, you'll see the Michigan like Avenue, which is like called the Mag Mile, and has all the stores. We're not far from that location. So it's a very commercial area with a lot of like working class people. So meaning there's a lot of activity going around, that there's a lot of people that live there, which is good. You know, you're not in this kind of abandoned area in Chicago, but you're around a lot of people that, you know, live in the sky. Like, there's so many buildings that are so tall, and there's a bunch of people living there. I always say, like, we don't really go anywhere alone when we're at Moody, because, well, one, being a woman, you tend to just go everywhere in groups. But we, like, if you need to go to Walgreens, which is like a block away from Moody, which is not far at all, usually there's someone else that needs to go. So you go, usually I always say a buddy system, which always turns into like five girls going to Walgreens. And so that's set in place where you always have someone to go with you to go anywhere. And there's always safety in numbers. The other thing is everyone at Moody is teamed up with a brother and a sister floor. So let's say that you work off campus. So I nannied while I was at Moody. And so sometimes I would come back later. And so I would message a few guys from the brother floor and be like, hey guys, could someone just pick me up from the train and, you know, come home with me so I don't have to go by myself? And they would. And usually it's a few guys from the brother floor. We'll stop for ice cream. You know, like it's college, like you have fun. And there's always a buddy system for you, and there's always something set in place. So that's something that always relieves the parents. Like, oh, we have so many things in place for them. And also I think people don't realize how much, not that they won't be alone, but that they'll just tend to do things in groups because it is college and that kind of atmosphere. And if you need alone time, there's a lot of places on campus for you to do that in a, it would be a safe place for you to do that. So, hopefully that kind of makes sense, and hopefully it relieves some stress for them. So,
yeah, that's good. Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about the buddy system. Like, how do you get hooked up with the buddy? Cause you might be thinking, oh, that's great, but how do I know I'm actually going to get a buddy? Right. So what's the orientation process like once a student arrives on campus?
So the buddy system isn't necessarily like they give you a name, like this is your buddy throughout college, but you'll have a floor, you have an RA on your floor, a residence assistant, and they're a great resource to help you, you know, get connected with other women on your floor. They'll use all sorts of different platforms to have you guys all connected, either through Facebook or different messaging platforms. So you guys will all be connected. And also, you always have an event on your floor every month. And then also you have an event with your brother floor every month. So bi-weekly, you're doing things with these people. So you're building relationships with them. And usually it's just like, you're on your floor, you're like, hey, literally girls will yell, hey, I'm going to Walgreens, anyone want to come? Or with your roommate, you guys will go together. So, it's not necessarily like written down for you, but once you're there on campus, you'll see how practical it is, and that it's just the Moody culture, honestly.
Tell us a little bit about orientation. What is that like once a student does arrive on campus?
Yeah. For your first year at Moody, you'll arrive about three days before the rest of campus arrives. So it'll kind of just be you and the freshmen on campus, or even the first year on campus, which I loved. It was so fun. Because all these people are kind of bright eyed and walking around like, oh my gosh, like, how do I get to this place? And so you arrive on campus and they get you settled, and everything's very organized. You have a packet, and you have a checklist of what to go through before you finally reach your room. And so they'll give you a key to your room. They'll give you information about your class list, all of that stuff. So when you get to your room, you can unpack and relax. And then you'll go toward, like, then you'll start your orientation day. I think that evening, it's not really anything like hectic. It's usually if your parents or someone comes with you, there will be kind of like a chapel service for everyone. And so then you'll do that. And usually there's like some sort of ice cream social or something afterwards. Now with COVID, I have no idea what that, this is all going to look like, but it'll probably be some form of that, just a little different. And so then for the next couple of days, you'll just learn everything. You'll have meetings with public safety. You'll have meetings about how the SDR works. You'll just have a bunch of meetings that feel kind of overwhelming, but you'll have all the information there for you for those few days. So, and then the rest of the campus will come and you'll be able to talk to seniors about everything and be like, how did you do that your freshman year? You'll have all the questions in the world. And next thing you know, you'll be an old pro. So. Mm-hmm.
That's so good. I love the relationship, the community that y'all intentionally build, and really love the practical application that students, you know, they have to do and how they get to learn so much through that. Yeah. Job placement so high. Yeah. There's so many amazing things about Moody. Just thank you for sharing with us today about that. Is there anything else you would want to share about Moody, about your experience, about just how do you know if you're called to ministry? How do you know if you're called to Moody? Any last thoughts?
Yeah. I would just say, I mean, and this is more of an in general statement, but your college experience will be amazing, but it will not be perfect. And so I always stress to people that Moody is amazing. I loved my time at Moody. I obviously love Moody. I'm still working there. But it was, and I feel like you can attest to this, 18 to 22, or it's just a hard season in life. You're learning so much about yourself. You're learning so much about others, which is so, so good. It's a very imperfect time. And so I'm, again, just lean into that and be okay with, oh, my experience at college is not going to be perfect, but it's going to be so growing. And so just being able to hold those two tensions will alleviate so many expectations that maybe you have or disappointments that you can have coming into college. And also, being called into ministry does not mean you have your life figured out, or knowing that, like, I want to be a counselor. That doesn't look like traditional ministry, you know, or traditional ministry is, I always say this, being a believer is being an everyday missionary. And so if I'm going to the store, I should be representing Christ and I should be ready to, talk about him. And if the Lord calls me somewhere across the world, great. If he calls me across the street, great. Like, I'm an everyday missionary and that's what we're all called to do. So that might be looking like a doctor. That might be going, you know, over to Europe and starting a church, you know, just it always looks different. And so, don't be afraid to really obey and listen to what the Lord is calling you to do, even if it doesn't make sense. And even if it's just the next step, he tends to just give us the next step and not the 5-year plan. So, that would kind of be my last little 2 cents in advice. So
that's so good. Incredible wisdom. Yeah. Thank you for my awesome pleasure. Practical advice. Really good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. Thank you for having me. It's been wonderful.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions for our guest or would like information about North Star, please email us at podcast@nsa.school. We love having guests on our show and getting to hear their stories. If you have anyone in mind that you think would be a great guest to feature, please email us and let us know. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on upcoming stories.